From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's Here and Now. Coming up, should the U.S. withhold foreign aid to Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador because those countries are failing to prevent tens of thousands of children from attempting to cross the border into the United States?
But first, to the border town of Oracle, Arizona, near Tucson, where that debate is really playing out in real life today. Protesters have gathered in anticipation of a busload of immigrant children that are rumored to be headed to a facility there for detention. Protesters there say they've been inspired by Murrieta, California, which this month became the first town to turn away a bus of children that had crossed the border illegally. Under U.S. law, those kids can't be immediately deported. Jude Jaffe Block joins us from Oracle, Arizona. She is a reporter from Here and Now contributor KJZZ and the Fronteresque Changing America's Desk. And Jude, we said it's rumored to be headed, this bus to Oracle, Arizona. Has it gotten there? What's the situation at this point?
Well, yeah, a lot of people are looking out for this bus, but we don't actually know if it's coming or if it's coming today even. So we have had confirmation from a facility here, the private nonprofit Sycamore Canyon Academy. It's sort of an institution for wayward kids or kids in the foster care system. They have confirmed they've been in conversations with Health and Human Services, that's in charge of placing the migrant children in shelters, with housing a small number of these children. But what we don't know is when the bus carrying them will come. So there have been protests on both sides of the debate this morning in anticipation that the bus might be coming today.
Well, let's hear from one of the people who's protesting. Oracle resident Eldon Rhodes is calling this a federal invasion.
We intend to turn the bus around just like they did in Murrieta, California. The sheriff said this morning there was some violence toward the deputy sheriffs out there, but we don't plan to do that. But I don't think the driver will run over us if we don't get out of the street. But if they do, like Nathan Hale said, he only had one life to give for his country. Some of us may die.
Wow. And Jude, there are also people demonstrating on the other side of this, right?
That's right. So all the way, different part of town, there's a rally with a very different message. People holding signs that say bienvenido or welcome, hola. There's some folks dressed in angel outfits, and they're sending a different message saying, you know, we support the children, and some of them are Oracle residents who were concerned about, their other fellow residents sending this message.
All right, we'll keep watching that today as it develops. Jude Jaffe Block, reporter for Here and Now, contributor KJZZ and the Fronteras Changing America desk, joining us from Oracle, Arizona. Jude, thank you.
Thank you.